The second major FIFA Youth Football Tournament of the year will kick off Saturday in Nigeria when the host Golden Eaglets play Germany on the opening day of the Under-17 World Cup. But rather than celebrating Nigeria's status as not only host nation but also defending champion of this event, local organizers and FIFA officials alike will instead be holding their collective breath, hoping that the country pulls through the 3-week-long tournament without any major problems. In closing the Under-20 World Cup in Egypt last Friday, FIFA President Sepp Blatter sounded less than assured in wishing the best to Nigeria as host of the Under-17 event, in what he described as the African Year of Football.
We made a special effort for Africa because it is really the African year. We made a special effort towards the World Cup year in order to have really Africa on the focus. And I only hope, and I express also good wishes, that your friends and brothers in Nigeria, they will do the same superb job that Egypt has done for the Under-20, and they should do it for the Under-17. We hope it will be at the same level, the right African level.
Blatter's doubts about Nigeria's hosting capacities have been made explicit in recent months, based over a year of debate and threats of moving the tournament, during which the country did just enough to avoid the embarrassment of being replaced as host. Throughout the more than year-long preparatory process, FIFA reports indicated that the Nigerians were well behind schedule in assuring that the proper infrastructure would be in place to host the event. As recently as 2 weeks ago, FIFA was still suggesting that the tournament might have to be moved. During the Under-20 World Cup in Egypt, FIFA Vice President Jack Warner warned that Nigeria was not ready.
This should serve as a catalyst to help Nigeria to be ready, to improve itself, to look at the organization, look at the quality of the facilities, and therefore I only hope that this serves as a kind of stepping stone for Nigeria to be ready. Because as I speak to you now, Nigeria is not yet fully ready. I hope therefore that some of this would be passed off on Nigeria so as to force them to be ready in time.
Major concerns over delays in the construction of facilities, including stadium updates and practice fields at a number of the 8 venues spread across the country, seem to have been resolved at the last moment. But security is still an issue, after a warning in June by the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta Rebels suggesting that the safety of visiting teams and fans could not be assured. Despite the worries, the decision was made to press on with Nigeria's host. FIFA's hope is that the off-field problems will not affect play, and that the tournament can proceed with some semblance of normalcy. Participating teams, in the meantime, are trying to focus on football and hoping not to be distracted by the environment off the field. Wilmer Cabrera is the coach of the American Under-17 team.
We are prepared to go to Nigeria. We've been talking about Nigeria since 2 years when I came over here, and we're still talking about Nigeria, and we're going to go to Nigeria. It's a lot of words about moving, but we are well prepared to go to Nigeria. We're mentally ready to go to Nigeria, and we're gonna be okay, because we're gonna go is to play soccer. That's our job. That's what we love. That's what we are happy to do. And FIFA is going to take care of the rest of the things around, and we just go to play.
Nevertheless, off-field issues will prevent the tournament from becoming the international celebration that FIFA World Cups usually represent. Spectators, including members of the players' families, are largely expected to stay away. American player Earl Edwards says the security situation is particularly foreboding for the families of the American players.
I think the issue with Nigeria is more something those parents and other people have focused on, but the coaching staff. But I think from the standpoint of the team, I think all of us really were worried about where we're going to play. I know we're all going to perform well no matter where it is, and we really haven't let that get to us at all.
Despite all the controversy and concern, FIFA executive Warner says he hopes for the best in Nigeria, as part of the series of events designed by FIFA to test African organizational capacities leading up to the World Cup in South Africa next year.
FIFA has agreed that 2009-2010, the African continent will have its major competitions, and therefore each competition is designed to assist the other and to build overall the African image.
The FIFA Under-17 World Cup begins Saturday when Argentina takes on Honduras in the opening match in Abuja, immediately followed by Nigeria's opener against Germany. The final of the 24-team tournament will be played November 15th in Abuja. Brent Latham for VOA, Abuja.